Hey, what's up, what's up, what's up? Civil Intercourse with Tony B. I'm checking in with you guys from the beach, wrapping up my summer vacation. I hope everyone's doing well. I apologize for the poor audio. I just wanted to toss this out here. Just a quick reminder, we are $90 trillion in debt. We have of total debt, and we are $30 trillion of national debt, interest-bearing debt. We've got to clean house. We've got to balance the budget. We've got to get rid of these career politicians. And we've got to find a way for Republicans, Democrats, independents, and whatever else is out there in the middle to come together and have conversations and to come to solutions and to stop bickering. We need to bicker more, but bicker in a way where it's not emotional, and we pick apart each other's arguments and points, and we just come to a point where we can find some types of resolution that makes this country better for everyone instead of tearing it apart. We have a lot of people calling socialism, municipality socialism, I mean. Their idea of socialism is municipality, so we need to talk about that, and we need to come to terms with our language. I think a lot of us are fighting over verbiage. And Twitter's been an interesting thing. I know a lot of people hit me on different platforms, but I've been just going through bots and trolls, kind of just judging their game and how they interact and getting to little tit and tat arguments with a couple of them. And I find that Twitter is full of a lot of fake accounts and a lot of people that will come and attack you and stalk your thread. So I'm going to block a few people, kind of shut them down, but I may try to get more contact. If you can go to anchor.fm/AB from CA and drop us a sound file, you're more than welcome to be on the show. You can ask a question, you can make a comment, you can say something bad about us, it's totally fine as well. whatever you want to get off your chest, feel free to hit us up and leave us a voice file, and we might use it on the show. But yeah, I want to hear from you guys. It's not civil intercourse if we're not having discourse. So I'd love to start getting more of the audience involved, and I will be having those interviews coming up. It's just been a lot of working on the studio and then getting things taken care of personally and moving things around. Sometimes they go slower, but I do appreciate the input, the feedback coming back. And again, I just wanted to check in. Ended up my California vacation. Love NorCal. Love the beach. Love being out and about during the summer in this wonderful, wonderful state. There's a lot of negative things said about it, but it has a lot of positive sides. And we're really fighting out here to make California a better place. It's a great place to live. Lots of really cool people. Lots of cool Democrats, too. Democrats, Republicans. Used to not be such a big thing out here. So we're working to kind of get our vibe back to what California is supposed to be, where everybody's getting along, everybody's chilling, everybody's working towards the same thing. Making sure that we have equality. And there's a lot of people that, you know, they have a pipe dream that equity can happen. And I'm willing to play along because it's not a bad goal. We just got to be realistic about the things that we can and cannot do. You guys take care of yourselves. Take care of your loved ones. Peace from NorCal. And we'll be doing another show next week. Having Grizz in the studio. We'll be talking about all the current events that are going on. Again, drop us a sound file and stop in. I should be working on the website to getting it going. I've just been procrastinating on quite a few things, if I'm being honest. So I do appreciate the feedback and the pride that I've been getting from a lot of you folks. And the constructive criticism has really helped as well. And we'll keep working on it. Oh, on a side note, Road to Serfdom was a podcast that I'm supposed to be doing an interview with actually about a month or two back. I should have already done it. And he was taken offline on his Twitter page after, I don't know exactly what happened, but I'm going to try to get a hold of him and have him on. But that was kind of weird for me. Twitter, you know, the way that they do things is very strange, you know. But I am kind of doing a case study on them, taking a look and seeing how this interaction goes with our account. I've got to stop having so many back and forth with people and accounts. I just need to post material and get off of there. But it is so fascinating when you get locked in with a bot and see their responses, and you tell they're not a human or someone who's just trolling, and you're like, man, you're just stuck on the talking points and you can't concede a point and advance the conversation. And that's how you kind of start realizing like what people are about. Or can they advance the conversation? Can you concede a point? Can you say, oh, okay, I see what you're saying, and but this is what I'm saying? If you can't do those things, you're either dealing with a bot or just a straight troll who just wants to say something snarky and go on. So I find Twitter to be interesting because it's such a useful tool and it could be so amazing as a communication tool, and it just seems like such a waste. You guys take care of yourselves and be good. If you are on social media, God help you. God help us all. Be nice to each other out there. Take care. Talk to you soon. Peace. Civil Intercourse. Tony B.